I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Moscow has hit back at reports of a U.S. decision to allow Ukraine to fire American missiles deep into Russian territory. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
The Kremlin on Monday warned any such decision by President Joe Biden's administration would escalate the conflict and would mean Washington was directly involved. When asked about reports by the New York Times and Reuters on the decision, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov noted they were not based on any official statement. However, Peskov pointed to comments made by Russian President Vladimir Putin in September about such a proposed step. He said using NATO military infrastructure and personnel for the operation would mean the direct involvement of NATO, including the United States and European countries in the war in Ukraine. Peskov also said the outgoing U.S. administration would be adding fuel to the fire and provoking tensions. Sources quoted in both the New York Times and Reuters reports presented the move as partly in response to the reported arrival of North Korean soldiers in Russia's Kursk region to help repel a Ukrainian incursion. In late October, Putin said his defense ministry was working on responses if the United States and its NATO allies helped Ukraine with long-range missile strikes.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. An Israeli airstrike has struck a densely populated residential area in Lebanon's capital, close to UN headquarters, parliament, the prime minister's office, and several embassies. Lebanon state-run national news agency said Monday that two missiles hit a neighborhood in Beirut. The strike comes following reports that the U.S. envoy has delayed his visit for ceasefire talks. The target of the airstrike remains unclear, and the Israeli army did not issue a prior warning. This is VOA News. In the past 2 months, more than 500,000 people have fled into Syria from Lebanon, many of them refugees who initially fled the Syrian war. Heather Murdoch reports from Istanbul with Moya Atrash in Idlib, Syria.
For years, Syrian civil defense volunteers, known as White Helmets, have been helping people escape bombings and other attacks in rebel-held Syria. Now, tens of thousands of escapees are coming back home to Syria. This time, they are fleeing the war in Lebanon, many after living as refugees for more than a decade. Families arriving back in Syria are finding their old homes destroyed and no available jobs or humanitarian aid. But they say they had no choice but to flee. Abu Istif recently returned to Syria after living as a refugee in Lebanon for 12 years.
There was a bombing near us. They bombed a missile warehouse that no one knew about at all, and they bombed a house near us as well.
The United Nations says that since Israeli bombing in Lebanon intensified in late September, more than 500,000 people have fled to Syria, including both Syrian refugees and Lebanese people. With Muawiya Atrash in Idlib, Syria, Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Istanbul.
Diplomatic tensions over global warming have spilled over into the G20 summit negotiations in Brazil, with sources saying the 20 major economies reached a fragile consensus on climate finance that had eluded UN talks in Azerbaijan. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah has more.
Wealthy countries have been pushing for richer developing nations, such as China and major Middle Eastern oil producers, to contribute to climate finance. Although the ongoing COP29 conference is tasked with agreeing a goal to mobilize hundreds of billions of dollars for the climate, it's actually the leaders of the group of 20 major economies, who are currently on the other side of the world in Rio, who hold the purse strings. Those 20 countries account for 85% of the global economy and are the largest contributors to the development banks helping to steer climate finance.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. Rescue efforts continued for a third day on Monday after a building collapsed and killed at least 13 people in Tanzania's commercial capital, with the government saying it will push on until all those trapped inside are saved. Tanzania's president has ordered an audit of all buildings in Dar es Salaam's Kariakou area and asked police to obtain ownership and construction permits for the collapsed building. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.